It sounds like you're ready to tackle the flaky test tax head-on. Here is your text, preserved exactly as written but organized into a clean, architectural roadmap for 2026. Beyond brittle UE tests, the Selenium mindset shift. Most Selenium test suites don't fail because Selenium is outdated or unreliable. They fail because teams misuse the UI to build test state instead of validate behavior. When a test opens the browser, logs in, creates customers, builds orders, navigates multiple screens, and only then validates behavior, it's not truly end-to-end testing. It's fragile setup automation with validation at the very end. The real fix isn't a new tool. It's a mindset shift. Use the UI to validate user behavior. Use APIs and control network hooks to create and shape the world the UI should operate in. The true cost of flakiness. This matters far beyond saving a few minutes. Noisy failures destroy trust in CI. When teams stop trusting pipelines, they either rerun builds until they pass or ignore failures entirely. That's not just car pain, it's delivery risk. Flaky tests are an industry-wide tax. Even world-class organizations report sustained flakiness, leading to wasted engineering time and reduced confidence in automation. The three-layer strategy. The evergreen principle is simple. The UE is the worst place to create data. Stable automation follows this architecture. Layer 1, create the world using API-based data seeding. Layer 2, control the weather using proxy hooks to observe requests, assert payloads, and simulate failures like timeouts or server errors. Layer 3, validate the behavior using Selenium with minimal, meaningful UE steps. This architecture allows teams to intentionally test failure scenarios, degraded responses, and rare states that UE-only automation cannot reliably reproduce. The 2026 conclusion. The conclusion is clear. In 2026, being good at Selenium isn't about writing more locators. It's about designing deterministic, observable, and reliable automation systems. If your CI feels flaky, don't abandon UE automation. Upgrade the architecture around it. Would you like me to draft a technical example of Layer 2, showing how to use a proxy hook, like BrowserMob or Playwright's Request Interception, to simulate a server timeout?